Jersey said, don't send no migrants over here, family. We ain't got no resources for you. And we so tired of New York and all of the problems that they got spilling over. But then we also have Republicans going to see what happened over there at the border for the migrant crisis. Let me bring y'all up to speed of what's happening. But before we even get into that, you know, Denver has reached its breaking point, right?
31 is dedicated to continuing coverage of the growing migrant crisis in Denver. Now, during a sweep of a migrant encampment just...
Oh, she a little thick. Hold on. I'm trying not to get distracted. Give me a second. All right. Okay. Is this Denver? Somebody give me the link over to the Denver newscaster so I can see what's happening over it. I don't know what it is. I just kind of got a thing for newscasters. I got one that's coming on the platform. I got one coming on the platform mid-January, but she got to come in person. So we already making sure that we get her flight taken care of. She going to be here in January. We're going to be recording at Don't Do Coke at the Bathroom Studios. I want to know what her real life is like. So I got one coming into the studio. I'm not going to say no names. You're just going to have to be a part of the Patreon to understand it, because we're going to get deep dive into it. I told you, the Patreon is going to be great. It's going to be great this year. And she is... I don't know what it is. For some reason, I just got this thing for newscasters. But I do got one coming into the Don't Do Coke in the Bathroom Studios. They said, I can't wait to come over and see what you got going on, Anton. I said, I can't wait to have you.
This morning, you see the Denver firefighters rushed in to put out a blaze that was set and sparked near the tents and nearby homes. You see the flames right there.
Obviously, a big danger right there. It happened while city staffers are moving at least 100 people off the streets near Zunai and Speer. These migrants have been staying there for months now. And this morning, our cameras rolling as a bus dropped off even more migrants during prohibited hours. Fox 30.
She got good knees, too. That's the thing. All right, let's focus on the migrant crisis, y'all. We can't keep getting distracted. She got good knees. If you ever want to be able to identify somebody and probably properly address them by their pronouns, look at their knees. Their elbows and their knees are going to tell you, because nobody get elbow tightening. You know what I'm saying? You could tell a dude's elbows. That's a man's elbow right there. It's moisturized. It got lotion on it. But this is a man's elbow right here. You see the forearms? See the forearms? This is a man's elbow. Now we got to start looking at a woman's elbows and their knees to make sure that they what they supposed to be. She got good knees, though.
31's Vicente Arenas joining us now with that story for us here at 5. Vicente.
Yeah, guys, of all things, that tent fire breaking out as the migrants were being moved out. All that taking place on the morning when this sweep was taking place. And you mentioned those buses. Those buses should not have been here before 8 in the morning.
Just as crews were getting ready to move migrants into safe housing, a roaring fire broke out among the tents at the encampment. Crews had just begun setting up fences and clearing rows of tents that have been popping up for months now. Frustration has been building.
We understand. That's fair. You know, there was a fire here this morning. We know there's a public safety risk for neighbors, and that's a fair expectation.
That's the mayor right there. That's Mayor Mike Johnston right there. Listen, Trappin' Slay, I'm telling you, if you want to understand women, you got to pay attention to the details. If they got good knees, that's a plus. That's not a red flag. That's a green flag. That's a green light. Check out, listen, the next time, for all of y'all that got a spouse next to y'all, don't let her cover up her knees. Check her knees and see what she like. That's going to be... Check her knees.
That's fair. You know, there was a fire here this morning. We know there's a public safety risk for neighbors, and that's a fair expectation.
At least 100 people, the city said, would be given shelter and be put onto a path of more permanent housing. Most of the people at this site had nowhere to go after being forced to leave the Quality Inn near Zunai and Speer. The city had ordered that migrants not be dropped off at certain locations between 8 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon. But our cameras captured two buses unloading before dawn at the Quality Inn. more migrants are expected.
There's not only buses, there's going to be...
Oh, no! Oh, my God! What is going on? Look at this! Yo, these migrants is making a mockery of y'all. They are making a straight-up mockery with y'all. What is happening out here in these streets? Not a sassy migrant with a backpack on and a good coat and a haircut? You're not going to do this to me. You're not going to be sending me sassy migrants. One thing I can deal with is us understanding what's going on at the border. But the last thing that I'm going to have is a sassy migrant in the midst of a fire when they trying to clear out the homeless camp. We not doing this, Denver. What up, Denver? Denver, this what we doing? You dig them glasses, Ferry? I'm not going to be having those sassy migrants over in my cities. That's the last thing that I'm going to do. Come on, man.
I think a lot of people again in the street in a few days. There's going to be in some days a lot of people outside again.
Listen, Denver, whoever this news company is, y'all know what y'all doing. You went over there and you found the sassiest migrant that you can find and then you interviewed them. Stop. Don't do this to me. Come on, man. What we doing, dog? This is the United States of the Americas. Good God.
Mayor Johnson says this.
Look at that. Look at the Carter. Look at the Carter in Denver. Denver, y'all a mess. Who from Denver? Denver, y'all are a mess. Let me find out who in Denver. I know some people over in Denver. I gotta know some people over in Denver. Where my Denver brethren at? Because this is ridiculous. I gotta check in with my Denver folk and see what's happening out here in these streets. Denver. There we go. Hold on. Let me call my Denver family real quick and see if it's really as bad as they say it is. Denver. What up, big dog? This Anton.
Anton, what's up, man?
You busy, bro?
No, I'm just over here getting shit going at my restaurant for the day.
All right. Yo, I feel you. Tell the wife I said what up. Hey, I'm on a live stream. I got a question for you, bro.
Okay, what's up?
You been over to Denver lately?
Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always in Denver.
What's the migrant? Is the migrants over there taking over?
The migrants? Yeah, it looks crazy, bro. Oh, my goodness. Me and my wife, so I have an industrial sewing machine, so I go over to over by Invesco Field, like this place where I go to get my bread for my industrial sewing machine or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Right over by the Invesco football stadium or whatever, pretty much like kind of by downtown, right?
Yeah.
Bruh, it's like, it literally looks like what they show you like on a... third world country, like, you know, when they're trying to get donations, it looks like that over there.
Denver, that messed up like that? It looked like a third world country?
Bro, it looks like an apocalyptic movie over there, bro.
Hmm.
For real, like, it looks like, what's that movie, my man, Book of Eli?
Yeah.
Bro, it literally looks like one of them towns, the town that he went into or whatever. It looks like that over there. Looks crazy.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate, bro. Like, literally million-dollar properties. Like, I was over there. I popped this property, the address. I popped it in the Google because I was just curious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, these people, they built a shanty town in front of, like, a $1.3 million crib. Looked like it just got renovated. Yeah, bro. So you're paying $1.3 or mortgage or whatever. You paying cash, you paying mortgage, whatever. What's the mortgage on that? Like probably like 10 G's. And you paying 10K a month. And they just pop a tent up right in front of your, right in front of your spot, bro. Like, yeah, man.
Man, is that bad?
Bro, it's nasty, bro. You can smell it.
You can it smell stinks. It?
Bro, it stinks. It stinks, bro. I'm telling you, it's horrible, man. It's bad. And then, like, just in random spots, in like, random spots in Denver, bro, like, yeah, it's bad, bro. Like, even behind my restaurant, bro, I don't know why the city won't knock this building down. Man, I keep complaining, you know, but they want to focus on other stupid things that don't even help the city at all. You know, it's just politicians, bro.
Hmm.
They really serve their own interests. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's crazy, bro. Like, even where I live in Colorado Springs, it's the homeless and like the migrants, bro. It's mad crazy, bro. Like, yeah.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Peace.
Some of my friends and business owners over in Denver say it's bad out here in these streets.
Situation is just not sustainable.
What we are focusing on right now is talking to mayors from other cities about their willingness to collaborate with us on a coordinated entry system if there's not going to be a federal system.
Families removed from the encampment this day supposedly will have housing, but others, like this father...
No, S.I.
Is Denver the zesty migrant location? What is going on in Denver? What is happening in Denver? Why? What is the zest meter in Denver?
We'll have housing, but others like this father.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. I see what's going on here. They separating people.
Say they're still not sure where they will go next.
That looked incredible. That looked crazy. Coming to a city near you, see, it ain't your problem till it's your problem. Because they did the same thing with the drug crisis, right? As long as the crack was in the hood, it's cool. But then when they start selling meth, yeah, and they start getting that Fenty, and I ain't talking about Rihanna, I'm talking about that fentanyl, no. Yep, and they start having an opioid crisis and it start hitting your city. Next thing you know, you wanted to progress against the big pharma companies. This is insane, bro. But Republicans are now going to tour the border and they allegedly was able to see actual real migrants crossing over the border and forcing themselves over into the country.
There are dozens of House Republicans. You have seen them in the recent moments getting off the buses. They are at the southern border right now. Fox has confirmed that next week, the much-discussed impeachment hearing for Alejandro Mayorkas, who's in charge of our border with the Homeland Security under his watch, that hearing for his impeachment is going to get underway. So moments ago, Karine Jean-Pierre blamed Republicans for the record surge. Every day, every month, is a new record in the numbers of people who cross our border. We're about to hear from that group of lawmakers. They're gathering right now on the border. We're going to bring that to you live. But first, we want to get a preview with our national correspondent on the border, Bill Malusian. Hi, Bill. Good to see you.
Martha, good afternoon to you. That delegation of Republicans just arrived, and a remarkable moment is playing out right now. I'll step out and show you live. So we have a group of illegal immigrants from Venezuela who just crossed over and are trying to enter Eagle Pass illegally through all the barbed wire. You can see all these Republicans here. That is the GOP delegation led by the House Speaker. They just got to witness what happens here every single day. The state of Texas has put up these shipping containers and this barbed wire here. And these Venezuelans came in and were asking us, saying, ayuda, ayuda, where's the entrance? Let us in. Asking where Border Patrol was. Well, this is Texas, and there's no Border Patrol here. And Texas is not letting these illegal immigrants in. One of them asked us, where's the president? Where's the president? Lorenzo, if we can pan to the left real quick here. We got more of them in the river. The Republican Republicans were saying earlier they were surprised at how dead it was here in Eagle Pass, that there were no crossings. Well, here they are now. They're starting to come. The delegation is here. They're getting to see what happens here in Eagle Pass. And it was just a remarkable moment to have all these guys trying to cross here right in front of these nearly 60 House Republicans who have come down to the border here today. And you can see the results here. They have not been able to enter so far because Texas has this barbed wire and these shipping containers. And they've been asking for help. There's no Border Patrol here, and Texas is not letting them in. Just a
look. So it's so disrespectful. Our borders are so disrespected and disrespectful that they said, hey, where the president at? They said, where the president at? I need to speak to him. They're saying, where Biden at? Tell Biden I'm here. And we trying to figure out why y'all sitting here with this barbed wire and putting on a show for us, because we need to get over to the border. You know, we got, listen, I got a couple sassy people with me. We're going to send them to Denver. I got a couple people that's a little bit more tough. So we're going to send them over to O'Block over in Chicago, right? And then I got some people that really, really want to dedicate themselves to using up all y'all resources. We're going to get them over to New York. And then we really got some ones that ain't even trying to hide the sassiness. We're going to send them to Atlanta. Oh, man. What the heck? They walked up and said, where the president at? And where is the entrance? Where the president and where the entrance? Where L interest at? Where the L entrance at? Jesus Christ.
Short time ago, we spoke to some of the House Republicans who are here. Here's some of what they had to say when I asked them, is this just another dog and pony show? Take a listen.
We're hoping that some of our colleagues who don't share shut the government down or shut the border, we want them to see how real this is. Because if you don't come down to the border, you don't know.
And the way we're going to be able to make that happen is by the folks that are listening to your broadcast to call up their representatives and say, we are not going to tolerate the invasion that's taking place on our southern border any longer.
I might shoot down to, where is this? Where is this at? Somebody send me the location of where all of the migrants is getting in. And I might have to take a weekend trip this weekend to see what's happening down at the border. Do some in-person investigation to see what's happening. Somebody send me the address to where this crossing is so I can go down there this week. Eagle Pass, Texas? All right. I'm going to show y'all this next video, but I'm going to look up on my phone what the flights are to Eagle Pass. I need to see what's happening. But New Jersey, they don't want this no more.
In some instances, the migrants in southern states like Texas are sending to New York City and other major cities are ending up in New Jersey in communities like Trenton, in an effort to work around rules made by Mayor Eric Adams that require buses to arrive only during designated hours at specific locations and with at least 32 hours notice. In this case, over the weekend, some migrants were sent via train to New York City from Trenton's Transit Center. And joining us now for more is Trenton's Mayor Reed Gasiora. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. How many buses have arrived in Trenton at this point, and is there anything you can do about it?
Well, on Saturday morning, I was informed that four buses between the hours of 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. dropped off 163 asylum seekers, all but 21 boarded trains bound for New York. Then again, last night, five additional trains and buses with 215 migrants arrived at Trenton Transit, but all boarded trains bound for New York.
And so did some of those in the first group stay in Trenton?
They claim that they had.
I can get over to Eagle Pass. They got a nonstop flight from Detroit to Eagle Pass. I might have to go down there and do some reporting. Investigative journalism. What do y'all think? Y'all let me know inside of the chat whether or not I should head to Eagle Pass this weekend.
Family members in Trenton and that they were on their way to those houses. Unfortunately, by the time we got there, no one was at the train station since they were in the middle of the night. So we have no way of verifying that at this point.
I guess it's fair to assume you didn't have any heads up about this.
No, and that's what's make it so difficult, and that it could be humanitarian crisis, and that they may have medical or food needs or shelter needs. But
do he got a sassy flag back there? Oh, wait. Hold on. This boy got an Obama change poster in the back. Y'all saying I need to head down to Eagle Pass? I see y'all. He got an Obama change poster. He got a sassy flag in the background. And he messy. But he said, don't keep dropping off these migrants over here. I don't care where the side of the fence is. Don't keep. Yo, anybody that still got an Obama change poster, y'all let me know. Y'all let me know what y'all got.
We have no ability or resources to house them or take care of them.
Some suburbs of Chicago have started to pass ordinances to restrict migrant drop-offs. Will you consider a similar push?
We would, but we'd like to do that in concert with other Northeast Corridor towns. We don't want to plug up one hole and then shove the problem onto a neighboring municipality. But I agree with Mayor Adams that buses shouldn't arrive between the hours of 8:30 and 12. That way they can be dealt with city personnel. And they certainly should have at least 32 hours notice.
So Denver is on fire. Migrants are still just walking in without a problem. And Jersey said, hey, man, we don't have $1, not $1. All the cities in Jersey said we don't have now $1 to be able to support what y'all got going on over there in New York and Chicago. But as usual, as long as the migrant crisis continue to go on, then Anton from AntonDaniels.com will be right here to report on it and give you guys an update on what's going on. Make sure y'all tap into the Patreon. Link is in the description as well as pinned to the top of the chat. Also tap into the Teach Hanley 30% off your first order plus a free gift.